Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet him, hit him up on Facebook, and let him know that the word of the Lord is going to happen. It's going to go down here on today. Woo, praise the Lord. I want to thank all my listeners, whether you're calling or listen by web. We thank you for tuning in each and every Sunday to Prophetic Corner Ministries. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give the announcements. I want to make sure that you tune in every Saturday. And on Saturday we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, you don't have anything to do. You know, you're trying to find a word. This is where you need to be. You need to go on Saturday and listen to the woman of God because she prays the house down. She preaches it down. Glory to God. When she leave, amen, it be smoking. So I encourage you to go on and listen and hear what the word of the Lord is saying when Elder comes on every Saturday. And if you miss it, you can go back and hear it on demand. The shows are pre-recorded where you can hear them. Amen, glory to God, and get what you need. But, you know, it's better if you get it fresh off the press. There's someone I know that said, well, they like the hot light on the donuts. I said, okay, amen, glory to God. If the hot light ain't on, they don't really want them. But, you know, let's go ahead and listen to the word, amen, every Saturday. Glory to God. Then if you move on now, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. You know, God is moving by his word and by his power. So I encourage you to come on and listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Don't come to judge, but come to get what you get, you know, and don't pitch a fit, you know, because you're going to hear the word of the Lord. Glory to God. If you will open up your ears to hear, then guess what? He's going to feed you. But if you come with a different mindset, then you get nothing. But amen, glory to God. We expect God to move in a mighty way, and he will every time. Hallelujah, glory to God. You say you only need one word? Well, I need one word from you, Lord. So come on and get that word that you need so it can help you to get delivered, healed, and set free. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Make sure that you go and get your water and everything and, you know, and be ready to come back. You get your chicken. I know you love the chicken collard greens on the plate. Just go ahead and get ready for the next session. And that'll be Minister Elaine Jackson. She's be coming to you live. Amen. Glory to God. You will hear a awesome word from the Lord. You will hear what the Lord is telling her. Glory to God. She always makes it clear, this is the way God gave it to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And how many of you know it's the same word? He just give it to us differently. He prophesy in parts, so he give us the word in different ways to present it. Amen. To his people. Glory to God. And if you move on up, we have none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Oh, my God. A one word from the Lord every Tuesday. If you miss it, then I'll tell you what you missed, an on fire word. Because God is speaking to his people in these last and evil days. And, you know, you want to hear what he's saying and how to do it and what to do. So you make sure that you're lining up with the word of God. Because so many people are just stepping out there, glory to God, and they're stepping on the wrong path. So if you can come and hear which way he wants you to go, then guess what? You'll be on the right path. Hallelujah. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, I encourage you to inbox them on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. When you inbox them, let them know what the need may be. Let them know how they can get back in touch with you. And they will, glory to God. They will get in touch with you. I know some say, well, you know, I'll call them and I never hear from them again. I'm not over here. If you inbox them and let them know what the need may be, they will get back in touch with you. And then they'll ask you, well, can we call you? Glory to God. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what it's all about. We may not have a physical building, amen, but our bodies are the temple of the living God. So, hallelujah. The word's going to come forth, amen, hallelujah, out of the mouth. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Not out the building. The building can't speak, but he said, never will a rock cry out in my place. Glory to God. So come on now. You can still get what you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Because God is moving. Don't miss his move. And I encourage you to partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many, many things. We're only asking for $25 or more. And that's not a lot because you can't even buy, amen, hallelujah, groceries now for $25, amen. You go in a store now, you got you may have three items, and them three items is $25, hallelujah. So let me help you out, amen. It ain't buying all that, hallelujah. But it will, hallelujah, glory to God. It will, hallelujah, you will plant a seed. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and partner and be blessed, hallelujah, by this ministry. Glory to God, hallelujah, because we want Lord God to move in a mighty way, hallelujah. Like I told him on last week, sometimes you're going to have to come out the pocket. You know, some say, well, your God's going to move for me. Yes, he will. But there are some man you're going to have to plant a seed for, you know. hallelujah, because you can go and you say, Lord, ain't nothing moving. So what do you need? Hallelujah. Because, you know, we learned, amen, in class that, you know, whatever you're believing God for, sometimes just what you're going to have to sow. If you just want to sow time, then go ahead and do that. But if you need financial blessing, then guess what? You're going to have to come out of the pocket. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me just help you out. Come out of the bank with some money, okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know they say, well, every time I call into this show, she's talking about money. Well, it's okay. Hallelujah. Everybody don't cringe when they talk about money. You know, hallelujah. Because you want to be blessed and you want God to move in your life, then you're going to have to do something different. But if you keep doing the same old every year and you're getting the same old results, then what does that mean? You got to do something different. Hallelujah. My God. You're either going to up your giving. Oh, look out. Here we go now. Hallelujah. You're going to up your giving or you're going to start to sow. Hallelujah. Whether you haven't been sowing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to do that. Any of the ministries, amen, you can give into. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. Because it's waiting on you, and God's waiting on you. You know, sometimes it's the Lord, I'm waiting on you. Well, no, I'm waiting on you. When the last time you gave? When the last time you sowed a seed into someone's ministry? Do you believe? If you don't believe, just stop. It's okay. Just cut it out. It's all right. Glory to God. Well, then you need to go where you do believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God, my God. Because your seed is only going to take flight in the place in which you believe. If you don't believe in that ministry, it's not going to prosper you nothing. Glory to God. But don't get a word here and then think you're going to go over there and sow it and reap the benefits from it. There you go. It ain't happening. I'm just going to break it down and tell you like it is. We're in an age now where everything is so, you know, the right is wrong and the wrong right. But I'm going to make it right on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nah, that ain't going to happen. You're not going to get it like that. So I encourage you on today, hallelujah, to stay in good health and good strength and faith in the Lord thy God and continue to sow. Amen. Hallelujah. If you continue to sow it, then guess what? God going to grow it. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead on. I'm going to open up my line now for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, I encourage you to press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. I don't have to know your name. I just need to know where you're calling from and your prayer request. But don't put all your business out there. Hallelujah. You know, I will tell you to inbox me on Facebook, and if you need more prayer, and we can pray, amen, for other things later. Just kind of keep it kind of minimum. So that way, you know, everybody won't hear your business. Hallelujah. Because this is a live show. And believe me, hallelujah, we have some listeners, some call in and some by way of. So we're not here to embarrass anybody, glory to God, but we're here to help. We're here to bring you the word of God, bring you the gospel, good gospel news, hallelujah. My God, my God. No one has pressed the one, so we're going to go ahead on and open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for your everlasting love, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, for another day, how you have spared our lives, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, whatever they came for, oh God, whether it's healing in their body, oh God, whether it's the peace that they need to rest upon them, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, let them find that word and the message on today, Lord, because you are in on time, God, Lord, and you will serve the people of God, Lord. All they got to do is just ask you, say it's theirs, Lord God, and you will give it to them, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your everlasting love, oh Lord. We know, Lord, that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten son, Lord God. Huh? Oh, my Lord. So, Father, we just thank you on this day, Lord, and we give you the glory, oh Lord. We praise your heavenly name on high, oh Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you'll ever get healing, Lord, under the sound of my voice, Lord God. The depression, Lord God, that's going on in the world on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some are depressed, Lord God, by finances. Some are depressed by job situations, Lord God. Some are depressed by loved ones walking away from them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we bind those spirits, Lord, because, Lord, you said you'll be a mother to the fatherless, Lord God, a father to the fatherless, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray for their strength on today, and let them know that everything that they need is in you, Lord God, because you're everywhere and you see their hurt. You know, Lord God, and you can heal them everywhere they hurt, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the need may be, Lord, we know you got it. You sit high and you look low, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and nothing catches you by surprise. So, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, how you heal, how you deliver, and how you set free the captives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For every door that's been closed for them, Lord God. Oh, my God, we've speak it right now that you open the doors, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Lord God, you hold the key to every door that they need to be opened right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, huh? My God, Lord God, whether it's a business, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, where it's a loved one, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You can open up their understanding of the word of God, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you. We serve an awesome God. We serve a miracle-working God. We serve a God that will not ever leave you nor forsake you. We serve a God that shall not ever leave you alone. In the name of Jesus, he's there. He's everywhere that you need him to be. Hallelujah. He's there in the wee hours of the night. Oh, my God. When you don't think no one, hallelujah, wants to be around you, no one is listening, he's there. Oh, glory to God. He's listening when you cry out to him in the wee hours of the night, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And you say you're lonely, just call on him, and he will stop by and see about you. Glory to God, my God. And Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, my God, that you're everything, Lord. You're everything to us and all that we need you to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He's there all the time. He's not a part-time God. He's there all the time. When you need him, just cry out. And he's there. Say, Lord, I need you, Lord God. I need you to stop by and see about me, Lord God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I bind that spirit of depression right now in the name of Jesus. I heard you say that this depression is wearing you thin, but God will lift you up. He will strengthen you where you're weak and build you where you're torn down. I come against
that spirit of depression right now in the name of Jesus. You shall not be depressed another day in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we know that you can heal it. And we know, Lord God, that you will replace it, Lord God, with your everlasting love. And let them know they don't have to be depressed in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of people have been shut down and you know, ever since, you know, last year and everything had been going on. And this year they haven't yet came out because they're still, hallelujah. Oh, my God. They're still walking in fear. But don't walk in fear. Just know that he is with you. Glory to God. Yes, you stay safe. Yes, all of that. Keep it safe. Keep it safe. Doing what you do. Stay safe. By all means, stay safe. But don't walk in fear. Some people are walking in so much fear, they're trembling. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, help me, Lord. When you go, yes, you pray. Always pray. He's a man of always pray and not faint. You always want to pray and continue to pray. You pray before you go to bed. You pray before you eat. You pray before you go outside. You pray before you get in a car. You pray, amen, on your way to work. You pray on your job. Yes, all of that. But just know, he don't want you to walk in fear because he's going to be there, hallelujah, whatever you need him. He's there, hallelujah. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. Never seen a righteous forsake you, nor his seed beg bread. You ain't got to beg, hallelujah, glory to God. All you got to do is ask it. Say, Lord, this is what I need. This is what I need you to do. See, sometimes you can pray for the wrong thing, and what you're praying for ain't really what you need. You say, Lord, if I just had more money. Yes, some people do need that, yes. But some need a peace. Some need healing in their body, you know, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Some need healing in the ministry because they've got ministry hurt. Hallelujah. You need a healing right there. Glory to God. Lord, I've gotten hurt in the ministry. So, Lord, heal me. Heal me from that, what they said about me, that I couldn't preach and I couldn't do this and I couldn't do that. Stop listening at that. Forget that. Are they trying to preach? Glory to God. Are they trying to bring forth God's word? Well, one thing about it, if you're bringing forth God's word and you're studying, you're doing all you know how to do, and you know God is bringing you up and bringing you over and taking you through, then don't worry about that. Hallelujah. You understand, they persecuted Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He didn't bother nobody. He just walked around preaching the gospel and get people saved and delivered and all those different things, and that's what he did. He's raising you up to go out and get people saved and bring them out of darkness and help them to walk in God's marvelous light. So, hey, if they did it to him, they're going to do it to you. You have to really just shut them down. I remember, amen, a while back, I give testimony because I know where God brought me from. Hallelujah. That's exactly, hallelujah, where he brought me from. Because I remember I went on online and I preached a sermon. It was on one Saturday, and the Lord spoke to me and told me. He told me to say this on the radio. And the next thing, you know, a friend of mine, glory to God, I called them a friend. They listened at the show, and when they said was, okay, well, God gave it to me like this. This is what he told me it was. Well, honey, that's what he told you it was, but that ain't what he told me. Glory to God. So I gave it to him just like he gave it to me. Amen. Glory to God. And so from then on, I said, okay, that's it. No more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I just kind of weaned away, and that's what you have to do. Don't let nobody tear you down when you're trying to do God's work. My God. And I encourage you, if you're not where you think you should be, then what you need to do is come over here, inbox us, and we will hook you up with our leaders so they can help you to grow and they can show you and lead you down that path in which you need to go. Glory to God. So don't get discouraged in this season. Regardless if they say you can't preach, hallelujah, well, tell them you're just spreading the word. If they say you can't preach, you say, well, I'm just spreading the word. I'm spreading the gospel. That's what it's all about. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and get into the word on today. If you would, turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 8. 2 Kings chapter 8. Getting it all back. Hallelujah. You know, we're going to start, amen, right at the first verse. Amen. Are you ready? Because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Then spake Elijah unto the woman whose son he had restored to life, saying, arise and go thou and thine household and sojourn wherever thou canst. Sojourn, for the Lord hath called for a famine, and it shall also come upon the land 7 years. See, he was telling them to go ahead because God had called the famine, and the famine was going to last 7 years. Glory to God. And he had already restored the woman back, you know, her son back to life. So he was telling her, go ahead, because get ready, because this famine is coming. And what is famine meaning? It means extreme shortage of food, severe hunger, starvation for 7 whole years. That means the crops wasn't going to grow, glory to God. That means there wasn't going to be nothing in that land to eat, hallelujah. The dirt wasn't even going to be, wasn't going to get no water, with nothing going on, hallelujah. Nothing was going to be growing. So there was going to be a real extreme shortage of food. I know people are saying, you know, we see that, you know, it's coming, you know, but just believe God that he's going to grow you some food, hallelujah. Even if you have to grow it in your backyard, you're going to eat, because he'll make your land fertile, hallelujah. Oh, my God, because you have sown. He said, never seen the righteous forsaken, right, nor his seed beg bread. So you ain't going to have to beg. You ain't going to have to do none of that. So here's what you got to do. You got to make sure that you got seed in the ground so you can call on it. Lord, I got seed in the ground. So, Lord, I need this. I need, and guess what? He will open it up for you. He'll open up your understanding. He'll open up, hallelujah, the ground and have it to produce. Glory to God. Let's move on. And the woman arose and did after the saying of the man of God. And she went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. See, she went over there. You know, they had good grassland over there. They had good plains, and they were raising good crops. And she went over there because they didn't lack nothing, because he was saying their family was going to be over there in that land where she was. So guess what? She had to go. She listened to the man of God, and she went where he told her. And she left when he told her to get on out of that land, because there was going to be a famine in that land. So she went over to the Philistines, and she stayed there, hallelujah, for 7 years. Now just think about it, hallelujah. She could have stayed where she was, but she listened to the man and woman of God. Do you listen when your leaders tell you something? Because sometimes you listen, but do you do it? No. And then before you know it, you got yourself in a mess. But you need to listen, hallelujah. And you may not need what they're saying at that time, but guess what? I can guarantee you, you're going to need it sooner or later. Hallelujah. They always say, take it and put it on the shelf. Hallelujah. Because one day, you're going to have to pull that word off the shelf. Guess what? You're going to have to flip them pages and say, hold up. They gave me that word a while back, so this is what's happening here now. So I got to stand on this word, you know. Hallelujah. Let's move on verse 3. And it came to pass after 7 year end that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for her house and for her land. So, in other words, it was time for her to go back to where she came from. She wanted to go back and get her land back and everything that she had in this other land, you know. So she was going back to her whole hometown to get back, amen, glory to God, what she had left, because the famine was over. Let's see what happened. And the king talked to Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elijah hath done. And he began, and it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, that behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried to the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, my lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Elijah restored to life. And when the king asked the woman, she told him, okay, she told him right here. Can you imagine, amen, we're going to read the rest of that in just a minute. You can imagine she was going through, she said, well, king, this is what happened. You know, I met the man of God earlier on, hallelujah. And you know what? I made a place for him to lay down. You know, glory to God. See, she respected the prophet in him. Glory to God. Do you respect prophets? You know, sometimes people don't believe. Sometimes they believe. And sometimes people just don't know. Hallelujah. There's a God ain't got no prophets. Somebody asked me, did God call me to be a missionary? I said, no, he didn't. I know what he told me. I don't know what he told you, but I know what he told me. Okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But sometimes they don't respect them. So she made a place for him, amen, early on. And chapter, I think it's chapter 1, First Kings chapter 17, amen. If you go back, you'll understand what I'm saying a little bit better. And she made a place for him, hallelujah, glory to God. She made a room, a special room for him where when he comes through, he can go up there and lay down and rest everything. And he asked his servant, I'm going back just a little bit. I'm going to bring it up. Just hold on. He asked his servant, hallelujah, said, you know, she did all this for me because she respected the prophet in him. He said, what can I do for her? And Gehazi said, you know what? I noticed she don't have any children. So guess what? Because she was saying, and he said, well, you know, her husband is old. Okay, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I understand. She said her husband was old. All he was thinking about was kind of trying to prepare and make sure he had everything ready for his family and make sure they had enough to eat outside working. And hallelujah. And she said, he told her, you're going to have a son. Hallelujah. And the woman did. She conceived and she had a son. Yes, she did. And the son fell ill. Glory to God. He was outside. Hallelujah. And the son fell ill. So they took the son, amen, to the woman. And he sat on her lap for so many hours and he passed away. So guess what she did? She took him up and she laid him in there on the bed. And she was explaining all this to the king. She laid him in there where the man of God, Elijah, slept. She laid him on the bed. And when she laid him on the bed, amen, he said, Gehazi up there to, you know, go ahead and this is what you do. Gave him instruction, but he came. He couldn't do nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. He was probably a little fearful to go up there, you know, amen, a dead body and corpse up there. Oh, okay, amen. Glory to God. So he went in there. And when he went, hallelujah, the child sneezed 7 times and he got up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know, the woman explained, she was explaining this to the king, and that's how me and him got connected. You know, God will connect you with those, hallelujah, so you can believe, so you can go on down this road with your ministry. He will connect you with those, hallelujah, that can help you and raise you up and tell you, don't be fearful, don't be afraid, don't be scared. This is what's going to happen. And they give you real deal. He connect you with people that's going to help you to get in that lane where God wants you to walk, not in somebody else's lane. But if he's calling you to be a prophet, yes, you're over here. And calling you to be a pastor, yes, you're here. And he's calling you to be an evangelist, yes, you're over there. If he's calling you to do mission work, you're over there. Yes, that's what it is. So he will connect you with those type people that can help you. Hallelujah, glory to God. And that's what she was explaining to him. Can you imagine how he was looking while she was explaining all this? So the king appointed, hallelujah, after she got through telling the king everything that he did, and he told her, you know, she told him, so, you know, I had to leave because the man of God told me to go somewhere else, hallelujah, and take my family. Because there was getting ready to be a famine in this land. So I couldn't live here right then. So that's why I picked up everything that I own. And I went over to, amen, someplace else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And she was just explaining to him what had happened. So the king appointed unto her a certain officer, saying, restore all that was hers and all the fruits of the field. Since the day that she left the land, even until now, he was saying, give her everything she left, everything. He was telling her everything, the house, the land, hallelujah, glory to God. He was saying, give it all back. The fruit that you sold, amen, off the land, give it all back. He told him to give everything back that the woman had left, glory to God. When she went to explain how she had left everything to go and leave the land because the land, you know, it was a big famine in that land. And he appointed somebody to her so they can go and do that to help her. Hallelujah. Can you imagine squatters had done moved in the house and everything? So, you know, she couldn't go there and say, get out. Hallelujah. Because there's no telling what was going to happen. So what happened? He appointed somebody to go, hallelujah, and tell them, okay, y'all got to go. Because this is hers. You know, God wants to give you everything that you left. You might have had to leave one job and go to another because things weren't right. Hallelujah. But guess what? He's going to give all that back and more to go with it. You'll make more money. Hallelujah. I said on last week how this one person said they didn't believe me when I told them that. But guess what? He gave them more money now than they ever made. That's the type of God we serve. So you know it's truth in it. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And he told her, go ahead, amen, and give it all to her. Everything. Everything that she left. Hallelujah. Give her the house. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Even if you had a car repossessed, somebody had their car repossessed, but guess what? He going to give you another one better than you had. It was going to go out anyway. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It was old. It was getting ready to go. So he said, let him come get it and share, let him, and watch what I give you. I'm going to give you a better car than you had. Hallelujah. You think you liked it, that one, but that's okay. Hallelujah. Watch what I give you now. And when God gives you something, understand it's well done because he's going to give you his best. Hallelujah. And what you should do is give him your best. And when you give other people, give them your best. I remember these people, amen, glory to God. I just said to people, I don't call the names because I don't like calling names like that. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God. They sent some flowers, amen, to this house. And I'm like, okay. Hallelujah, and I had to send them a picture of the flowers, and they were making sure that it was what they ordered, and it was just perfect. It was a perfect arrangement of flowers. So they said, we don't give no mess. So if you don't want no mess, then don't you give no mess. Don't ever give somebody something that you don't want. Sometimes you got to say, well, you know what? I said like this. I didn't really like it, I said, but it's brand new now. If you don't like it, you don't have to take it. But some people taste is different from mine. Hallelujah. But sometimes you can buy something. I say, well, you know what? I don't like it. And I bought two or three of these, and I just don't like it. I tasted this one, and I don't like it. Hallelujah. So I'll do what I'll do. I'll ship it on out because I know somebody. Amen. I know these two people just about don't take it and try it. Hallelujah. Then they'll say, well, you know what? I liked it, or I don't like it either, or something like such as. But that's the way I do it. I don't give nobody nothing. I don't give nobody no mess. So if God don't give you no mess, then don't you give nobody no mess. You understand. You got to give God your best. Let's move on to verse 7. And Elijah came to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, was sick. And it was told him, saying, the man of God has come him. And the king said unto Hazael, take a present in thine hand and go meet the man of God and inquire of the Lord by him, saying, shall I recover of this disease? So understand right here. You got to understand protocol. Don't go for the prophet without an offering. Hallelujah. Don't even go, you know. You ain't got to go to church without an offering. Hallelujah. But some people go to church. Well, you know what? I'm going to give them this dollar this week. And they ain't giving me another one. I ain't going to need them asking. That's the only dollar that they're going to get. So I'm telling you now. So don't ask me for another dollar. I ain't giving it no benevolent offering. I ain't giving no offering. I ain't giving it no sister offering. I'm not giving to no Ursha offering. I'm not giving to nothing. Hallelujah. Hey, if you're going to give God, give him your best. When you pay your tithes and offering, amen, that seals the deal. Hallelujah. So don't skip over your tithes and offering. How can you? If God has been so good to you and you want to sing all the time and you're hollering, yeah, Lord, y'all, yes, God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then you're taking all your tithes and your offering and you're spitting it, amen. You're going in the store, hallelujah. You're seeing this, oh, this is on sale. Yeah, I got to have this. And this on sale, I got to have this. Well, what about giving him your best? Because when you give him your best, he's going to give you his best. Hallelujah. And don't give people nothing that you don't want yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I know, like I said, I said one time on one of my shows, you know, I cook when I go home. I do. I cook when I go home. And they know me. They know I like the best of the best to cook with. Because I'm going to tell you, when it comes out, hallelujah, it's got to taste good. And if you put cheap ingredients in it, it's going to be taste cheap. Hallelujah. Some of this stuff may be all right, but some of it, I tell them no. Hallelujah. So, you know, there's this person, glory to God, that they wanted to buy me some cheap cookies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like Nabisco. Glory to God. And they want to get me some 69-cent cookies. I said, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And don't do it. Hallelujah. Because when they melt, it's going to be nothing but mush in your hand. Hallelujah. I like to cook with the best. So that's what I tell them. I said, if you want to taste good, then you're going to have to come out with something good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So everything turns out good. So remember, when you go before the prophet, give them your best. If your best is $10, then God knows it. Hallelujah. If your best is $20, he knows it. But always when you give, then you say, Lord, raise me up so I can give more, because I think more of them than that, God. I think more of you than that, Lord God. Raise me up, because I'm not concerned about what happens when it leaves my hand. Because when it leaves my hand and whatever happens is used for the ministry or whatever they need it for, then God, that's on them. I'm not worried about it. I'm not concerned about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. So Hazel went to meet him and took a present with him, even of every good thing of Damascus. 40 camel burden, and came and stood before him and said, thy son Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, hath sent me to thee, saying, shall I recover of this disease? And Elisha said unto him, go, say unto him, thou mayest certainly recover. How about the Lord hath showed me that he shall surely die? In other words, he was saying, yes, he's going to recover from the disease, but it ain't going to be the disease that kill it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, he will tell you. You say, Lord, well, I need your help here, Lord. Lord, is it me or what am I doing? Am I not doing something right, Lord God? You know, spiritually, Lord, I'm dying. You know, and he's trying to get you to move out of a place. See, he told that the woman, amen, with the son to leave this place because there was famine in this place. He's trying to get you out of a place into a place, amen, that's nurturing, that will nurture your very soul, a place where you need to be so you can receive, a place where you can get what you get. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. And when you walk out, you felt like you done got something. Because some places you go in and you know, they're just dry. Hallelujah. They all dried up. Glory to God. It's the same old, you know. And sometimes they'll say, you know, about two or three, they'll be like an hour. You know, yes, you need to give. You need to give. You need to give. And they continue to say that on and on for about an hour to then get all the butter, I said, from the duck. Glory to God. My God. I know y'all heard that before. So they've gotten all they can get. And then, you know, here comes the word for about, amen, 15, you know, I said 15, 20 minutes. That's good. Glory to God. But it was nothing. It was nothing. It dried up because, you know what, the focus was money. Hallelujah. The focus wasn't souls. It was money. Hallelujah. And if they left without giving a cent, it's okay. Because guess what? That's on them and not on you. Glory to God. My God. And he settled his countenance steadfastly until he was ashamed. And the man of God wept. See, he cried because he saw God showed him what was going to happen, what he was going to do to this man, hallelujah, what he was going to do to him, and God showed him. You know, some people say, you know, oh, that's cool being a prophet. Oh, you don't really, you think that, hallelujah. But some of the stuff that you see, hallelujah, glory to God, my God. You see right here, he wept, hallelujah, because he was ashamed of the man, because guess what, hallelujah, he was the one, amen, that was going to take him out. It wasn't a disease, hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 12. And Hazel said, why weepest, my Lord? And he answered, because I know the evil that thou wilt do unto the children of Israel. Their strongholds wilt thou set on fire, and their young men wilt thou slay with the sword, and wilt dash their children and rip up their women with child. He was saying how they were going to kill children, how they were going to rip open women with children, women that are pregnant. He said, I know what you're going to do. You're going to wage war against Israel. You're going to kill the youth. You're going to kill women in a state of pregnancy. He was saying he saw all that. Can you imagine when the Lord showed him that? That's why he weeped, because he was saying he was going to take over, and then he was going to do things that was not like God. That's what he was telling him. Hallelujah. Yes, he saw it. He saw what he was going to do. And it wasn't going to be nice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read verse 13. And Hazel said, but what is thou, servant of dog, that he should do the great thing? And Elijah answered, the Lord hath showed me that thou shalt be king over Syria. So he departed from Elijah and came to his master, who said to him, what said Elijah to thee? And he answered, he told me that thou shouldest surely recover. Understand, hey, he told him what he wanted to tell him. He didn't tell him the other part, though, did he? That he was going to be the one to kill him. He didn't tell him that because he said he was going to recover. Glory to God. But he wouldn't tell him what was going to happen next. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You know, you see, hallelujah, sometimes God will show you stuff. He'll show prophets. He'll show people's dreams and different stuff too. But understand, sometimes, amen, you can go to bed and you'll dream. It'd be something you ate, amen. You need to don't eat, amen, them fat backs and all that different stuff. Don't eat the fat chicken, the greasy chicken late at night, because you know sometimes you will have dreams if you eat that stuff. Hallelujah. And then there are spiritual dreams also. Hallelujah. You just got to ask the Lord. Like somebody was saying, they had a dream. I said, well, that's the dream maker. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you, I get some good teaching. Hallelujah. And I follow along with it. Hallelujah. You know, some people say, well, you know, I get some good teaching and this is what I do. No, they don't do that. They just say that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But, you know, I always heard them say the proof is in the pudding. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he did. Hallelujah. He told him that thou shouldest surely recover. And it came to pass on the morrow that he took a thick cloth and dipped it in water and spread it on his face so that he died and hazel rained in his stead. So he did just like he said. He said, yeah, he's going to recover, but you're going to kill him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, ain't it something, hallelujah, for somebody, amen, you have to be careful because, you know, I understand he killed him physically, hallelujah, glory to God. But, you know, people will kill you spiritually if you let them. They'll keep talking down to you. I hear that. Don't let them do that to you, hallelujah. Don't let them think that you don't know nothing, hallelujah. Everybody ought to know something. If you've been at this a long time, you ought to know, amen, that some scripture, you've been going to church, you ought to know some scripture you can hold on to, hallelujah. Glory to God. You may not know everything, but guess what? There is a scripture that you can hold on to and believe God for it. Glory to God. You ought to have one that you can piggyback on, and when things get tough and the tough get going and you say, oh, Lord, hold up, and I'm going to give it the same scripture. My God, hallelujah, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. When the tough get going, you ought to hold up. Wait a minute. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you've been going to church and you've been hearing the word of God, and when the preacher says something, not nudging somebody else, oh, my God, good God Almighty, you ought to hear what he's saying, hallelujah, and hold on to it. So when things get to happening, then you can piggyback on that scripture, and you'll know that this is what he said. Many of the affliction of the righteous, but God shall deliver them out of them all. That don't mean he's going to deliver you out of some things. He's going to deliver you out of all of them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because look at the widow woman. I say the widow woman, but look at this woman right here. Hallelujah. With the one that her son had died. He delivered her out of everything, even whenever she had the son to die. He delivered her out of that. And then the famine in the land, he delivered her out of that. And when she went back, hallelujah, glory to God, to get all her possessions back, guess what? He delivered her out of that and restored her, hallelujah, for everything that she had lost. Oh, my God. So you see the type of God that we serve. We serve a God that don't lie. He's not the son of man that he has to repent, because he'll give it all back to you. Glory to God. You know, we come on these shows and we preach the gospel. Amen. To those, amen, who listen, who has a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Some don't have that spiritual ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying because they're thinking about too much other stuff. But when you come online, focus your mind. Say, no, I'm listening. I'm hearing this word. Amen. The ball game can wait. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Them sweet potatoes with bacon in the oven. Amen. Come now, Lord. They can wait. Hallelujah. Them peas you got on top of the oven, on top of the stove, oil, and they can wait, cut them out, Lord, so they won't burn. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, that fried chicken can wait. Hallelujah. I want to get this word, and then I'll go on and I can eat and, you know, and meditate on what was said. But this word is going to bring me some deliverance. The word going to bring me some healing in my mind, in my very soul, in my body, because I'm going to need it. Hallelujah. When you get ready, get ready, get ready to step out. And the next day, hallelujah, on your job or wherever you may go, you're going to need this word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. When things get to going bad, you're going to go and pick it back on this word and say, he brought her out. All that stuff that she had to go through and what she explained to the king of everything that was going on. And you know, he said, okay, give it all back to her. He went and across the man of God. Hallelujah. He went and across the prophet of God. He gave it all back to her. He wasn't going to hold nothing back. He wants to give it all back to you on this day. Oh, my God, my God. You may have lost some loved ones. Hallelujah. But you know, hallelujah, he will, glory to God, give you some friends, hallelujah, that will be just like brothers and sisters to you. Hallelujah, glory to God. He will, hallelujah, deliver you out of everything that you're going through. The loneliness he can deliver you out of. Glory to God, my God. He can deliver you, hallelujah, glory to God. All of the sadness, hallelujah, that you have been through. He will deliver you out of that, and he'll get someone to make you so happy. Hallelujah. You'll always be smiling up and down and round and about. Look, God Almighty. He don't mind delivering you, but you got to learn how to walk with him. You got to learn how to repeat the word of God. So many times you allow the devil to come in and shatter your mind with all this stuff going on, just like a broken glass. God wants to pick up the pieces. Hallelujah. Yes, he can put a glass back together. Hallelujah. He can do it. Hallelujah. Or he can bring you a new glass. How about that? Glory to God. We don't serve a God that's short. He ain't short of nothing. Now, so many times you forget, hallelujah, that he's the one in control, not man, hallelujah, because if man was in control, you would not get nothing. It's God that moves the heart of man, hallelujah, and leads him to you and guides you in the right direction. Glory to God, hallelujah. I remember, hallelujah, glory to God, when they were preaching, amen, they was preaching on Tuesday night, and they were saying, hallelujah, the very thing that you wanted, hallelujah, glory to God, and you didn't ask God for it, and hallelujah, and you wouldn't pay full price for it, and God just wanted to give it to you, but you wanted to go ahead, hallelujah, not wait, and on him to give it to you. Ha ha, my God, my God. But now is your time, hallelujah, glory to God. But we got to learn how to wait. Hallelujah. And let God go ahead and he may discount it so you can go in and you can buy it for yourself. And it won't cost you as much as it did. Hallelujah. You won't pay full price for it if you learn how to wait. You know, I always say if I go in and it's full price, is this what I want, it's full price, then guess what? I said, if it come back, it's discounted enough, Lord, where I can get it or somebody gives it to me, then that's fine. But you know what? Hallelujah, glory to God. If I go back and it's gone, then guess what? It wasn't mine in the beginning. I didn't need that. He got something built. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. Learn how to wait also on the Lord. Glory to God. And listen to what, amen, the pastor, the prophet, the apostle, the preacher, the teacher is saying. Learn how to get that word in your spirit so it can grow you. You want to grow in Christ. You want to know what to do, how to do, when to do. Glory to God. Now, if she had not listened, it's no telling what would have happened. She had not listened to the man of God. They call him the man of God. And they was talking about the great things that he did. In the Old Testament, they said the great things that he did. And I noticed they say great things. And they go on in the New Testament and they talk about miracles, glory to God. But they talking still, it's the same thing. They just call it the great things that the man of God did. When she listened at the man of God, when he told her to leave. Hallelujah. You know, God wants you to leave a place so he can bless you real good. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Don't even think that he's not going to bless you. You've been sowing. You've been sowing. It's time for you to reap your harvest. Hallelujah. You continue to sow. Although you've been going through, hallelujah, you've been paying here. You've been paying there. You've been paying everywhere. But don't look at it like that, because he's going to give you back even more that you paid out. Hallelujah. But you just hold fast to the profession of faith without wavering. Don't waver. Don't say, oh, Lord, God, here we go. Lord, I had to back something else. My God, my God. Say, no, God, you said you'll get it back, Lord God. Press down, shake it together, run it over. Shall men give unto my bosom. You know, so many times we forget about the word of God. We have to back it up. Hallelujah. Back it up and take a reality check and know that if God said it, he's going to do it. Hallelujah. He don't want to take nothing from you. Hallelujah. He want to get something to you. So I encourage you. Hallelujah. To give. Hallelujah. Continue to give. And watch God grow. Hallelujah. What you have given. A hundredfold return. You know, that's what you ought to be aiming to get. Lord, I'm going to give the more because I want more, Lord. In whatever area it is, Lord, whether it's in the ministry or whether, God, it's in the natural or whether it's in my finances or whether it's, Lord God, in your children or whether you want to bring your children up and set them on high and they begin to come in and this one over here is preaching and this one over here, he's a prophet. Glory to God. And this one over here is an apostle. He bring them up and bring them out of the streets and they begin to serve the Lord, thy God. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Regardless of what it is, he honored what he said he'll do. Hallelujah. My God, my God, just remember to hold fast to what you're saying and believe God because he's going to do just that he said he was going to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He gave it all back to him. He was not there going to cross. That man of God done brought somebody back to life, and then he going to tell her to leave. Hallelujah. And look at all these things are happening. And do you think I'm going to cross in the king's? Oh, no, I'm not going to cross that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put my mouth on no prophet. I'm not going to put, he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. So don't do no harm to God's prophet. He said, don't even do any harm to those who say they are anointed. Hallelujah. Just be careful about that. Oh, my God, my God. You know, sometimes you can put your mouth on people and you really don't even know. You don't even know what they've been through. Hallelujah. You just start talking and some people just start running their mouth, but you don't know what they've been through. You don't know where they come from. You don't know what they've been through to get where they are. You don't know how they had to fight all their life to get where they are now. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's someone, amen, hallelujah. You have a beautiful, beautiful voice. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, you have a beautiful, angelic voice. Ah, oh, my God, you sing so sweet. Hallelujah. But you won't use your voice, hallelujah, for his sake. Use your voice for God's sake and watch what happens. I can hear you singing it. Oh, my God. And that voice that you have is healing and it's delivering people. Hallelujah. With lunatic spirits and, oh, my God, you can just calm them down and bring them back into their right mind. Hallelujah. With your voice, you have a beautiful voice. Use that voice for the Lord. And know, hallelujah, glory to God, that he will reward you for using that voice for his sake. Yeah, you can go and use it for something else, yes, and all the R&B music and all those different things. Yes, I hear you. But use it for the Lord and watch how it will heal people and get them delivered, hallelujah, from stuff that they're going through, hallelujah. That beautiful voice, it brings people to their knees. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. It even leads them to Christ. Glory to God. Ah, my God. You have a wonderful voice. Use it for God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I hear you singing. Hallelujah. And it sounds so sweet. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, glory to God, Lord, for your beautiful, beautiful voice, Lord God, that you let me hear on today, Lord God. May they use it, Lord God, for your kingdom, Lord God, for kingdom purpose in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah, he wants to move you into a place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he's going to give you everything that you left. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now. Amen. And amen. I don't like to leave the show hallelujah, without giving the call to salvation, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, God. Mold me into what you want me to be, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm yours. I repent for everything that I've done, every thought that I've had that wasn't like you, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for saving me and bringing me out. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that that was you. Because, you know, he wants to welcome you into the kingdom of God. You don't have to live, amen, that shallow life anymore. You can live for Jesus. Oh, good God, I'm at it. Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. He said, I am that I am, and I'm all that you need me to be. Hallelujah. He said, men have turned their backs on you. Hallelujah. Just because you're different. He said, but don't worry about that. Hallelujah. It's okay. You're operating in the kingdom of God now, so you don't have to worry about all that. Yes, they turned their back on you because you're different. Hallelujah. But sometimes people think things are supposed to be the way they want them to be, but they're the way God wants them to be. If God made everybody the same, hallelujah, if everybody preached the same message, then you wouldn't get nothing different, right? Oh, my God. So don't worry about that because you're different. It's okay. Hallelujah. As long as you do what you do for the Lord and walk with him and shut with him and seek him and listen to his word. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Listen to him when he speaks. He's speaking. Hallelujah. You say you can't hear, but he's speaking to you each. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you say you can't hear. Get quiet and get in a quiet place. And say, Lord, speak. Here I am. I'm here. And he'll talk to you. He'll sup with you. Oh, and it's so beautiful. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead. Amen. And get ready to get out of here. But don't forget to go and show Minister Elaine some love. I forgot to mention she is an author. She's releasing her second book soon. If you have not gotten the first one, you can go on her Facebook page and it will lead you and guide you into getting that book. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can get a couple of copies. Amen. You know the holidays are coming. Glory to God. So you can get a couple of copies. You know, we got some holidays coming up, and I'm sure she wouldn't mind. You can buy them out if you want to. I know she wouldn't mind. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But go over and show her some love. Just go ahead and get you some water and sip on it and get ready for the next Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. And now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we'll see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. In Jesus' name, amen.